The Forgotten Roses by Don Nicholas. In the quiet corner of a quaint little town nestled between rolling hills and whispering willows lay a garden like no other. It was a garden forgotten by time, a hidden gem awaiting rediscovery. Tall stone walls, weathered by years of neglect, surrounded the garden, and an ornate iron gate stood sentinel, its intricate patterns now obscured by a thick coat of rust. Once, this garden had been a place of enchantment and wonder, a testament to the boundless beauty of nature and the human heart. But as the years passed, the garden had fallen into disarray. The vibrant flowers that once painted the landscape in a riot of colors had withered away, replaced by overgrown vines and creeping thorns. The once pristine pathways were now obscured by weeds, and the crystal-clear fountain at the heart of the garden had turned into a murky pool of stagnation. One sunny morning, as the first rays of dawn painted the sky with hues of pink and gold, a person named Susan ventured down a winding path that led to the forgotten garden. Susan had recently moved to the town, seeking solace and inspiration after a difficult chapter in her life. She had heard whispers about this secret garden from the townsfolk, tales of its former glory, and the magic that had once dwelled within its walls. With each step, Susan's heart quickened in anticipation. As she pushed open the rusty gate and stepped into the garden, she gasped in awe at the sight that greeted her. Nature had taken over, but its beauty still peeked through the tangled mess. She marveled at the twisted vines, imagining them as the tendrils of a slumbering enchantress. Amidst the chaos of the garden, Susan stumbled upon a patch of roses, their petals a pale shade of pink, as if they, too, yearned for the love and care they had been denied for so long. She knelt beside them, her fingers brushing against the soft, velvety petals. A sigh escaped her lips as she realized that, even amidst neglect, beauty endured. As Susan contemplated the resilient roses, a soft, melodious voice whispered in her ear, "Love and care, dear one, can bring even the most forgotten of blooms back to life." Startled, Susan turned to find a white rabbit perched on a moss-covered stone. Its fur was as white as freshly fallen snow, and its eyes gleamed with an otherworldly wisdom that no ordinary rabbit possessed. She blinked in astonishment. "You can talk?" Susan asked, her voice trembling. The rabbit nodded, and its pink nose twitched as it hopped closer to her. "In this garden where time stands still, anything is possible," it replied. Susan's heart raced as she realized that this was no ordinary rabbit. It was an angel in disguise, sent to guide her through this forgotten garden. "What is the message you bring, dear rabbit?" Susan asked, her eyes wide with wonder. The rabbit smiled, a gentle, knowing smile. "The message is simple, yet profound," it said. "Just as these roses can be revived with love and care, so too can your own life. Sometimes, we forget to nurture the garden within ourselves, but like this garden, your heart can bloom once more." Tears welled up in Susan's eyes as she listened to the angelic rabbit's words. It was as if the garden, with its overgrown vines and neglected beauty, mirrored her own soul. She had been so focused on the pain of the past that she had forgotten to nurture the love and passion that once filled her heart. With newfound determination, Susan vowed to restore the forgotten garden and, in doing so, rekindle the light within herself. The angelic rabbit watched as Susan set to work, tending to the roses, clearing the pathways, and breathing life back into the garden. As Susan worked, she felt a warmth in her heart, a sense of renewal and purpose that she had long yearned for. The forgotten garden had become a sanctuary of hope and healing, a place where love and beauty could flourish once more. And so, under the watchful eyes of the angelic rabbit, Susan embarked on a journey of transformation, discovering that, in the act of restoring the garden, she was also restoring her own soul. This was a tale of forgotten roses, of magical encounters, and the enduring power of love and renewal, a heartwarming and enchanting story that had only just begun to unfold.